KS1075, your homeboy DJ Stacks on the Night Show, man, is stepping in the building. We got John Hart.
Yo, yo, what's popping?
What's up, man? How you been?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. Moving and grooving.
That's it, bro. You know, the last time I saw you, you came and did the jam in the gym with us at Thornton High School.
Yeah, man, that was a movie. It was outside. It was like freezing cold, but the crowd was turned up, so we rocked it.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It was dope, man. Yeah, so it's good to see you. Welcome back to the Michael High City.
Thank you for having me. It's been a while since I've been here, but it's always good to be back.
Right, right. Yeah. And obviously, a lot of people, when they hear the name John Hart, they're like, Who Booty?
Who Booty, yes. I still get that all the time. They still call me Mr. Who Booty to this day, bro. And that came out 2012, 2013. It had, you know, that era, even 14, it carried me all the way into 14, but...
Right.
Still, Mr. Who Booty in 2018.
It was a smash, bro.
Thank you, bro.
And you know what? Even to this day, because I DJ the clubs out here in the city, and I could still drop that record, still sets it off.
Man, I appreciate it every time y'all play it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, obviously, since then, a lot of people are like wondering, yo, what's John Hart been doing, man? What you been up to?
Man, life. At that time, I was signed to Sony Epic, so I was signed to a major label. Everything was going good. The record, that particular record, went number one on the Rhythmic charts.
Right.
And everything was good. And then after that, everything took a turn. I think the second single was picked, and it didn't work.
Right.
Picked by the label, didn't work. Fell flat on my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally fell flat on my face. The A&Rs who were working on my project and who signed me ended up leaving the company, so I was by myself. My old management team was gone, so I was by myself for a little bit, and I just had to figure out life, bro. Figure out music. I went through a little depression, straight up, like, you know,
right. Like
because everything was going so well, and then it was like a light switch turned off, and then everything was like crazy. So I experienced that, and then I just had to pick myself back up, you know.
Right. That's what
and here I am though. Like I overcame it. I never stopped making music though. I think that's one thing that's always helped me. And we're back better than ever.
Right. I think that's where a lot of people get confused. They remember the Who Booty joint, of course.
Yeah.
And then they feel like, well, where'd he go? Like, did he retire? But I mean, I get the music in my inbox all the time.
Yeah.
And anytime I seen a John Hart record come through, I'm like, download. Let's hear what this is. Because I always loved your sound.
I appreciate that.
And so that's what a lot of people get confused is you never stop making music. The creativity was always still there.
The creativity was always there, but you got to understand this is the music business.
Right.
So if your business is not right and your team's not right and you're not able to move, you get stagnant. And that's what happened. I had to get my business correct. I had to figure things out in the music industry, just how to maneuver and how that is.
Right.
Because, you know, just all that. And in life, you know, the dope thing about my journey and my career is the DJs have always supported me. And that's what's really kept me afloat. Because even like I'm from Cali, born and raised in the Bay, Cali kid. And especially like, you know, on the West, I've always got the support from the DJs. Like you said, like you
right.
see my name pop across the screen, you download it, and I appreciate that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's what kept me afloat. So to the general public and the masses and the fans, it was like, where did he go? But
right.
to the DJ community and the club community and stuff like that, I was still around. So when Whistle
right.
came, the DJs broke this record, bro. Like,
yeah.
you know how right now, like, the game has changed. Like, before, like, you can hit the clubs and get the DJ support and break a record.
Right.
Even radio, like, go straight to radio, break records. Now, with the internet and with Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, SoundCloud, it's a little different now.
Right.
You have to have those online numbers before, like, you get taken seriously. But
right.
for Whistle, the day it came out, I had DJs in the clubs playing the records. I had the DJs on their mix shows playing the records on radio already.
Yeah.
So y'all broke this record.
Yeah. I mean, how could we not, bro? I tell you what, I seen the name John Hart. And like I said, every time your name popped up in my inbox, I was like, oh, okay, let me check it out. And then I see John Hart featuring Too Short.
Too Short, Uncle Short, dog.
Right? And I've been listening to Too Short since Don't Fight the Feeling,
yeah,
man.
Right,
so,
right.
So I seen that and instantly, like I said, I downloaded it. And that bass line.
Oh, man.
That first bass line.
That bass line's infectious, bro.
Yeah.
And we built that from scratch, actually. We went in the lab and we said, let's make something with the 100 BPM tempo.
Yeah.
Because, you know, right now everything is really trap heavy.
Right.
It's the down tempo. And, you know, it's dope. I love that, too.
Right.
But you know, Who Booty was 97 tempo. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I want to do something back with that 98 to 100, 102 tempo.
Right.
We did that from scratch. That bass line came on. We were like, that's it. That's the bass line.
Yeah.
And we were just like, yo, I was in the mood to like flip something just to have fun.
Yeah.
So we pulled up that Juel Santana, There She Go, the whistle song.
Yep.
And took that doop. And the rest is history. So
yeah, man. And how'd it come about that you, I mean, obviously, because you're from Oakland.
Yeah.
Right? Of course, Too Short.
Oakland.
Oakland
so
legend.
After we made the record, it was just a conversation with me and the producer, like, yo, I wanted to put a feature on this record. Who mm-hmm. do we hear? And he actually was like, yo, like, let's see if Short likes this record. We sent him the record. He hit us back like, yo, the record's fire. When I get back in town, let's hop in the lab. He got back in town like a week later. Mm-hmm. We in the studio with him in the lab. At his studio. His studio's super dope, too.
Yeah.
At the studio, he writes his verse right there. And lays it. And he's like, what's my favorite word? Yeah. And I fell out. I'm like, yo, he gave me the classic line. I just fell out. And here we are.
Yeah, you know what's dope about that record is, here's the thing is, anytime I hear something really hot, I got to listen to it a few times. And I got to say, okay, should I spin this weekend in the club?
Gotcha.
Now, instantly, I was like, yo, this is going to work.
Yeah.
I hit him about 12:30, 1 a.m., yeah. right when they're feeling good. Yeah, it's going to work. So what I did is I actually dropped Two Shorts, Blow the Whistle.
Oh, man.
Right after his first verse, I went into your joint.
Wow.
And
that's a cheat code.
Yeah, man. I set it up for a slam dunk. That's what I did.
Yeah, that's a cheat code,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So at first, you know, you can see the crowd kind of being like, okay, you know, the beat's dope.
Yeah, like,
who is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Two Short came in with the line. It was a rap.
That's a rap.
That's
every
a rap.
Every time. That line actually has been like, again, even if it's, because it's still a brand new record, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But even if it's not familiar, when that line comes on, it's like, yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's dope. Yeah.
So that's the lead single off of the new album.
Cross My Heart. Yep. Whistle's the lead single off the new project, Cross My Heart.
Yeah, that dropped on September 14th.
So okay. It's been out a little time now. I hope everybody get a chance to check that out. But the project is really dope. I'm really proud of it because, again, I hadn't dropped a full project in probably like over a year and a half, 2 years even.
Oh, okay.
Even though I never stopped recording, I was like putting out songs here and there. But it had been a while since I dropped a full body of work.
Right, right.
I got some nice features on there I'm proud of.
I see that.
We have Dej Loaf on there. We have 24 Hours and DJ Luke Nasty. I have The Whistle with Short. And I have another song with Too Short. It's called Every Weekend. It has Compton AV, I Am Sue, and Too Short on that.
Yeah. Another one of my favorites.
Oh, dope. And then I have a nice little, it's a trap record, but it's a Spanglish Latin, English Spanglish thing with an artist named Jim Morrell, who's on Universal Latin. So that's pretty dope as well. So
yeah,
kind of, you know, I'm proud of it.
I heard the whole album, and I'm telling you, if you haven't listened to it, get on your Spotify, get whatever you stream music, and listen to it. It's fire, man. Like I said, I've always loved your sound because I'm a club DJ.
Right.
And the secret to club DJ, in my opinion, is if you get the ladies moving, everything else falls in place.
Absolutely.
So I always felt like your records, I mean, even the Slip and Slide record, I mean, it's crazy.
Classic.
Yeah, I loved it. And
you
actually
got supported to have one.
Yeah,
that did well out here. I remember when I performed it at the high school event that we just talked about.
Yeah.
They were singing along with that. So it was like they were singing along to Who Booty and Slip and Slide.
Yeah, that
was a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
So. And those records, like I said, they've always worked really well for me in the club. And then I personally like them.
That's dope.
I like that 95 to 105 BPM.
Yeah.
You know, get the crowd moving. I love it.
But it's crazy because it feels like, and this is me as an artist speaking, it feels like in the last couple years, it almost was like the 100 BPM tempo records, it took the back burner.
Yes.
It hasn't been as popular, so it's been hard. Like, and I felt it as an artist. Like, when you go to the club even, you hear all the, again, trap music. And, like, as far as, like, the 100 BPM tempo music, it's like, I forget, there's, like, every 10 songs played, it would be, like, probably, like, 9-1 or 8-1 as far as, like, trap music and then, like, the 100 BPM records. So it's been hard out here for us, you know? Like,
it has been.
It's been hard, especially, like, again, like, I feel like I'm diverse enough to do everything. I'll do a trap record, I'll do an R&B ballad, I'll do a club R&B song, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
A vibey record. But my sound of what I enjoy doing is that 100 BPM tempo. That's like all right. My song. Like Slip and Slide was 97, 98. You know, like,
yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That's like my pocket. So it's been hard for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I bet. And let me ask you this. I mean, because obviously Who Booty took you international.
Yes.
You took a dip in your career.
Yes.
I think I seen an interview where you did say you went through some depression. And I'm sure when you go through depression, the creativity process probably isn't 100%, or it doesn't feel like it's where it used to be. I mean, did you go through that?
Not really.
Okay.
I've been around a good group of people to where I've built the chemistry. So like I'll have certain producers I could tap in with who can pull the chemistry out.
Gotcha.
Certain writers who I tap in with, who I co-write with to pull the creativity together. So okay. I would say I really didn't dip on creativity. I think that's when you're going through something, I think that's when you're most creative.
Right.
But like I'm a very vibe type person in the lab. So it's like if I'm like happy or if I want to turn up, you're going to get that turn up song. If I'm angry, you'll probably like I have a few mixtapes ago when I was going through stuff. I have some songs on there where I listened back now. I was like, oh, I sound a little angry on this record. And I remember the times, you know, so I'm very vibey. And I feel like you pull whatever you're going through into the music because it's art, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I don't think I ever got stagnant on creativity, but I will say though, there are times, let's say like if I haven't recorded, let's say in a few weeks or whatever, I'm anxious to get back in and you feel the creative flow.
Gotcha.
I mean, there are some times where maybe if I'm in the studio like every day where it's like, yo, I need to like take a few days off just to catch up and get my wind back. So I do feel that though. It's sometimes where I'm like, I don't really feel like being in the studio. And then sometimes it's like, I'm craving, like, look, I gotta go record. So I feel that.
Dope. Okay. So going through everything you went through, what was the vibe like putting this album together? What crossed my heart? I mean, what was it like? Did it, when you were in the studio putting these joints together, were you like, yeah, this is it? This is it.
You know, it's funny. Cross My Heart is actually like a collective of newer records and some records I already had.
Okay.
Because even though, again, I haven't put out a project, I've always been recording. So when it was time to form this body of work, it was like, okay, I like these records that I just cut, but I can't forget about this one I did last year. Like, honestly.
Okay.
So I pulled together like everything and I made this project.
Yeah.
I'm already like 75% done with the next project.
Dope.
That's really just like fine-tuning like certain songs and the concept of the whole project. The next one will be a more, if it comes next, I'm working on this real, real cohesive body of work. It'll be like my first conceptual project.
Okay.
I don't want to speak too much of it because I don't want to give it away.
Right.
That I'm working on that. Then I also have like a gang of records that I might just do another like quick project. I have to see. Like, I don't know exactly yet, but like Cross My Heart was very much a culmination of like all my songs, took from here, took from there to make this body work. But
gotcha.
I did feel like I was very, very happy about it because I hadn't dropped in a while.
Yeah.
So it did feel like, oh, okay. Yeah. But this is just a warm up. Like, I'm happy about it and I got bangers on there.
Yeah.
But we only going up from here. Like, you feel me? Like, I got some other stuff in the can, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
But that's not to take it like Whistle. Like, the funny thing about Whistle is, like, when I made it and I put Whistle on here, I'm like, this is my single.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was my single. Before even the label knew it was a single, I was like, this is my single. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I am proud of it. And I'm proud of Cross My Heart because it has a meaning. Like I mentioned, everything I went through.
Right.
Cross My Heart is very much saying, hey, I crossed my heart and I made a promise to myself that I'm not going to give up. I crossed my heart. I'm still here making music. I won't give up on myself and my music. And I overcame. I'm still here back better than ever. So that's, you know,
bouncing back.
I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. Dope. And I seen, what kind of response have you been getting? I seen you got to open up for the Jay-Z and Beyonce tour.
Yeah. So I was in Vegas and I got a call at 1 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Like, yo, you're coming out to open for Beyonce and Jay-Z on Khaled's set tomorrow in the Bay. I'm like, y'all playing. Like, I didn't even believe it.
Yeah.
I swear, I did not believe it.
Yeah.
And we flew out first thing in the morning, and we rocked at Levi's Stadium in front of like 40,000.
Dope.
And it was an honor. It was a movie. It was definitely surreal to share the stage with such greats.
Right.
And the dope thing about this project, though, the response, I think you were asking me, response has been amazing. Because there was a time, you know how you feel like when everything crumbled, it felt like no matter what I did or what I put out or when I tried to get going, nothing was sticking. Nothing was working.
Yeah.
Nothing, bro, no matter how hard I tried.
Yeah.
And I had realized I just had to sit down for a little bit, learn my life lessons, learn the industry better, learn the business better, and just wait my turn again, honestly.
Right, right.
And I had to keep my faith because, you know, it's a real thing to feel like, okay, I had a shot with Hoo Booty. It worked, and then everything went left. So will I get another shot again?
Right.
You know, like right. I had those thoughts all the time, but it was a thing where it was like, nah, if you stick it out, if you be patient, if you keep working, if you stay humble, stay hungry, and just be a good person, it'll come back around.
Right.
And I feel like this Whistle record is coming back around because the support, I haven't got any support like this on a record, bro, in like 4 years.
Really? Wow.
Straight up.
Wow. Well, the record is fire, bro. The whole album is fire. If you haven't even got on and streamed it or downloaded it or listened to it, man, you got to get on it. You can't sleep on it. Yeah. If you like that vintage Hoo Booty, John Hart sound, man, you're going to love this record. I guarantee you. I'm already spinning the whistle joint in the clubs. I love it. And you know what, John Hart, I appreciate you coming through here, bro.
Thank you for having me.
Taking time out of your schedule
Thank you.
To stop through here